no to privatisation, NHS, education, no privatisation whatsoever. Greens are offering no student loans. I repeat, no student loans.
Yes, we know we've all heard this before from a certain other party. But the way the Greens are doing it is different and looks like it'd actually work, to be honest. Like, everyone heard the ones with the certain other party. Yeah, and it didn't look feasible the way they were going to do it.
So which other party are you on about? And how is the system going to work in a nutshell?
Can we really say what the other party is?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, everyone knows about the Lib Dem policy for no tuition fees. And then when they get in government for the coalition, we still have tuition fees. In fact, I'm pretty sure they're higher now, three times higher, which is ludicrous. One thing that the Greens aren't doing is they aren't going into a coalition. So I'm pretty sure that's... I mean, when we say policies... just like to bear in mind, none of these policies are actually set in stone because they've not been fully voted on. So these policies can change. That's one thing. So at the moment, there is a no coalition policy that is floating around that regardless, we won't be working with anyone. So our policies, like our education policy, can't be taken away from us like what happened with Lib Dems.
Isn't that just kind of a case of trying to avoid getting muck on your nose, though, because the reality is at the moment that there is one MP for the Green Party in all of Westminster, and regardless of whether or not they join a coalition, what happens is that party members vote individually on matters. The parties guide them to vote in a certain way, but the reality is that the Greens will side with someone whilst they're in the House of Commons unless they don't vote at all. So whether or not they sign officially into a coalition, or whether they decide they're not going to support the government but are going to, you know, just actively vote and either rebel or go along with things, they will have to in some way coordinate with the other parties.
Of course, but that's not like an actual coalition, like a Lib Dem, Labour, Lib Dem, Conservative coalition. If Greens get into power, they will have power, if that makes sense. Yes, they're going to be working with other parties, but... everyone works together everywhere anyway.